It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. That means it's the first Wednesday of the month. And per usual, we have James Evan Pilato joining us from MediaMonarchy.com and all the other great websites that he works with. James, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks so much, man. I always look forward to it.
Can you believe that the next time we do this, next month, it's going to be 2012.
2012, the year we... God knows what. I was going to say, you know, today's December 7th, so that's, of course, a date which will live in infamy, so we at least have to reference the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Tomorrow is also the anniversary of the assassination of John Lennon, as long as we're hitting the historical notes.
I'm very glad you mentioned that, because that was something I was going to get to next hour, but since you mentioned it, I feel that we should pay attention to Pearl Harbor and the elements of false flagginess, if you will, with that event and the subsequent dropping of a nuclear weapon. We forget that we are the only ones to ever have dropped a nuclear weapon, not just on a military base in a country, but on civilians. Happened to be on the 33rd degree line of latitude there. No coincidence.
Not just once, but twice.
Yeah, exactly right. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that's what false flag terrorism gets you into. It's a justification for the military-industrial complex to do things like that. So I'm glad you mentioned that. And, of course, John Lennon, also very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the symbolism of what he stands for. What happens when you have a large voice, you're known by millions, and you don't want to continue to play ball? I mean, because is that not what it comes down to, James? Am I simplifying that too much? He could reach millions. He was more powerful than Jesus or whatever they said, and he was not a fan of the military-industrial war complex, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. I think we maybe have discussed this in the past, but yeah, there's just the fact that musicians have such a far more greater, vast, you know, reach and influence and effect and appearance than any, you know, all your politicians put together can't come near a John Lennon or even a Bob Dylan or a Bob Marley or you know, pick your name. And we see sometimes maybe why those guys like that do have to go away or become co-opted.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm glad we got that out of the way. But also, tonight we will cover at some point this Camp FEMA stuff, the National Quick Response Team that has been reported about today. They're getting ready for something. They're saying that we need to have all these FEMA bases fully staffed, James. And they're not saying why exactly, but
yeah, I was going to ask actually just to give me the quick rundown on that story.
Let me read you the preliminary articles here that I have from some of my sources. This is from End the Lie and Madison Rupert. I just got this in my mailbox before I came on. On November 16th, 2011, KBR Inc., formerly Kellogg Brown and Root, sent out a document to various entities regarding the establishment of a national quick response team for their current contracts with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The nature of this quick response team is highly unusual, given that it is built around a 72-hour period for initial setup and 24 hours for incremental services. When we get back, we'll cover that some more and the 25 most censored topics from Project Censored. right, James, before I get back into this story, and then we're going to get to the 25 most censored stories from Project Censored. I'm sure the lamestream media is going to censor this memo. I want to make a quick disclaimer. And I think you're going to be able to back me up on this, James. We want to deal with this with the Tribune. Okay? And what I mean by that, if you're a new listener, we want to not just jump in on the emotions and the fear and the hype. We want to take a look at the facts and what we know to be true. And I'm not saying that we should discount this, but at the same time, let's just be cool, calm, and collective and rational and address this with a level head. Is that fair enough, James?
Absolutely.
All right, that being said, we're all going to die and we're all going to FEMA camps, and they got concentration camps with mass graves ready for all of us.
And it's all coming down in the next
72 hours. The nature of this quick response team is highly unusual, given that it is built around a 72-hour period for initial setup and 24 hours of incremental services, meaning that the contractors would have to set up equipment within 72 hours and be operational within 24 hours, okay? The date of this call for contracts is quite noteworthy, given that it is the day after S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act, fiscal year 2012. So basically, here's the short and skinny. A memo leaked. I believe InfoWars was the first site to receive this, which, again, we have to do a little fact-checking here that I have not done on this topic. But nonetheless, they have a memo saying that they're basically fully staffing all of these FEMA camps, okay? And now you may or may not infer that that means that there's something that's going to happen within the next 72 hours. I was talking to a friend of mine at the farmer's market today before the show, James, and he said, well, you know, what's going to happen? I said, well, they could very well be staffing these concentration camps, FEMA camps, whatever you want to call them, and not necessarily be waiting for something to happen right then and there. Because a lot of these camps and whatnot, these facilities, have been staffed already for many years now with nobody in them.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that was one of the Project Censored stories at one point. Many years ago now.
The detention facilities.
The detention facilities, exactly. I don't know if I got all the details down pat for this story. I keep an open mind and I'm interested in learning more about it, and we will cover this as things continue.
I think it's, as we kind of briefly discussed during the break, that I think for me, as I said, when I first saw this headline, I kind of thought, oh, yeah, there it is again. Yeah, the FEMA camps, they're going to get us tomorrow. And not to say that I discount this by any stretch. There are detention facilities, and they could roll them out at any moment when it was politically and socially expedient. But it seems like it's that sort of the fear-based, you know, it's all coming down tomorrow. And I know this is, you know, how I started, and probably a lot of folks did too, that you start to take this sort of, oh my God, it's going to go down tomorrow. And then you start to forward that stuff to your friends and send them emails and or put it on their Facebook page or whatever, and all you're doing is wigging them out.
Well, it's the boy who cries wolf.
Exactly. You know, it reminds me of something that I did mention on my most recent podcast episode, was a report from Sorcha Fall or David Booth.
Oh, man.
WhatDoesItMean.com about Obama issues kill order against Ron Paul. It's like, now, while I don't discount that possibility, it makes it sound as though, you know, that it's going to be Obama's going to, you know, and knock, you know, bump him off. However, that's not to discount. He could die in a plane crash. A convenient plane crash could take place. So it's, we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, to use an overused phrase about things like this. I think what you and I both try and do is probably at least put it on the record and say, we're just mentioning this because people are talking about it, and we do at least want to get it on the record and out there and in discussion.
Absolutely. And I'm still learning, as many of our listeners are, and we're just letting you in on this learning process. In fact, I stand corrected. My producer just messaged me from the intelhub.com that it's not them staffing these places in 72 hours, but them being able to respond in 72 hours. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're indeed going to be responding.
Yeah. So, or that 72-hour countdown has begun for some reason. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, we'll continue to cover this. If you have any information on this story, please message me at bobtuscan.com or at theintelhub.com. We're looking to get some more details. I would imagine if they're staffing these places, there's all sorts of people working amongst these facilities, and we want to hear from you. So please do message us, and we'll continue to cover this as things break. That being said, James, it's our last Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month before 2012, and I thought it was a great idea. You messaged me before the show to do the 25 most censored stories from a Project Censored. I had Abby Martin on the show the other day, a couple weeks ago. She's been working with Project Censored, and I was glad that, you know, Project Censored's kind of a left-leaning program, if you will, but they've always been pretty good about really showing what the censored stories are, regardless of the bias and the left academia sort of vibe that they have.
And they've covered, as we just said, they've covered, you know, detention facilities. They've covered, you know, 9/11
sure.
questions.
Yeah, they published Stephen E. Jones' Thermitic Papers, and whether you agree with that or not, it's a big step up from the Democracy Nows and others, perhaps. Nonetheless, they continue to cover some real legitimate censored stories, and they have a pretty good list for the most part. And we'll go through this list in the next 45 minutes or so we have with James.
I was going to ask, how much time do we have in this segment?
This segment, this segment's almost done with.
Okay, I was going to say maybe the thing to do would be to just go do the countdown list and then kind of go through them.
All right, so just read through the countdown list right now and then go through them?
Yeah, just quickly, just to give folks where we are.
You got it in front of you?
I got it right in front of me.
All right, I'll read one and you read one, okay? I'll start off. Number one.
No, let's do it.
Number 25. Oh, okay, I see. Duh.
Got to have a little pizzazz.
I'm glad I have you here, James. All right, number 25, extension of DU to Libya.
Depleted uranium. Number 24, South Dakota takes extreme measures to be the top anti-abortion state.
And number 23, worldwide movement to ban or charge fees for plastic bags.
22, participatory budgeting, a method to empower local citizens and communities.
21, Lyme disease, an emerging epidemic.
20, U.S. agencies trying to outlaw GMO food labeling.
And 19, we have Oxfam exposes how aid is used for political purposes.
18, Monsanto tries to benefit from Haiti's earthquake.
17, superbug bacteria spreading worldwide.
Number 16, sweatshops in China are making your iPods while workers suffer.
At 15, big polluters freed from environmental oversight.
Number 14, family pressure on young girls for genitalia mutilation continues in Kenya.
13, will a state of emergency be used to supersede our constitution?
Number 12, the Pacific garbage dump. Did you really think the plastic was being recycled?
11, trafficking of Iraqi woman rampant.
I hear the music. Should we hold off on the top 10?
The top 10, perfect timing. we couldn't have planned this better. All right, we'll give you the top 10 when we come back, and then we'll go through them all with James Evan Pilato. This is at his website, MediaMonarchy.com. Don't go anywhere. Just about to get into the top 10, 25 censored stories of 2010 to 2011. This is from Project Censored and the Media Democracy in Action. And despite their left-leaning tendencies, they do cover a lot of stories that the lamestream media won't cover, that's for sure.
We've already mentioned a few in the countdown from 25 to 11.
Now, is this the same list here of censored stories that mentions geoengineering?
It does. We're about to hit it.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in just a second. Oh, yeah, I see it there. All I had to do was look up. All right, well, we'll start with number 10, which is The real unemployment, one of the first five in U.S.
One out of five.
One of five in U.S. Yeah, there we go.
Written. So here's number nine, what you were just now referencing. Government-sponsored technologies for weather modification.
What does that mean? Government-sponsored technologies for weather modification?
We'll have to get into that. So
scary. Geoengineering, sounds like. Number eight, the fairy tale of clean and safe nuclear power.
Number seven, U.S. Army and psychology's largest experiment ever.
Number six, I like this. Google spying? No.
Question mark?
No.
Number five, private prison companies fund anti-immigrant legislation.
And number four, global food crisis expands. So that's an important one.
Number three, Obama authorizes international assassination campaign.
And it's not the one Sorcha Fowl wrote about to kill Ron Paul. I hadn't heard that. That Sorcha's source is always going to be disinfo. It's not even a real person from what I understand. Anyways, I don't mean to digress because we're coming up to number two and number one here. At number two, the U.S. military manipulates the social media. We covered that on this show, and I do think that is something important and this has definitely been censored from the lamestream. And James, you got number one, buddy. I'll give you a little drum roll here.
Well, and that's the thing. We were kind of joking about during the break. It's like, oh, you know, add a little bit of showmanship. But in a way, it's like, no, these are, you know, this is all terrible news. So I don't even want to go, ha-ha, number one, like it's our, you know, Dave Letterman top 10. So, yeah, and I always have to say this on my show when I start to goof off or that in a way, like we've said, you know, you got to laugh to not cry sometimes. Yeah. But ProjectCensored.org's number one censored story of the past year, more U.S. soldiers committed suicide than died in combat. That's if that doesn't tell you something about the way all of this works.
We actually had a call to the show the other night of a mother who lost her son-in-law. He was a soldier, and he'd go home and played video games. And he'd get all caught up in this world. Anyways, long story short, he ended up committing suicide.
And God knows, you know, what they're, you know, shot up with the vaccines and all the other things. And I would also be interested to know how many of these died alone. That is to say, how many of these were murder suicides and events where they took people with them. I don't know if that factors into this story, but that's, you know, something we see when we have these shooter events, and I've sort of speculated and gone into on my show this sort of mass murder contagion that seems to be unleashed, you know.
All right, so what do we do? Do we work our way back down from number one, or do, yeah? Okay, so we'll start with number one, and then we'll work our way back down.
And I don't know what your take on the, you know, more suicides than combat. I think in a way, when you add in, it's like, oh, that's right. You know, and now more people have died, you know, in our wars post 9/11 than died in 9/11.
How about the fact that more military personnel support Ron Paul than any other candidate?
Seeing what, and what does that tell you?
So who knows what the deal is with the veterans and how we treat our veterans. It's pretty pathetic. It's disgusting. We did a show on Veterans Day about this, actually, and we had a few veterans who are all in the alternative media come on the show. And they're just, you know, the unemployment rates for veterans are 20%, 20-plus percent. What does that tell you? We can't even give these guys jobs.
I think it says that there's a, you know, perfect storm brewing in America, and it's all been built up by design. So, yeah, there's a perfect storm brewing, and it's been put together by governments with their weather modification technologies, if you will, if I can mix up some of the stories there. So the second one, U.S. military manipulates the social media, and that story has, you know, has been out there. You've covered it on your show. You guys have covered it on the Intel Hub. I know I've covered it on cyberspacewar.com. It's, you know, the military wants to be your friend on Facebook. And when you see, you know, these, you know, comments on message boards or YouTube or any of those places, like, there are people in the military whose job it is to basically engage the civilians with propaganda, and we're paying for it.
with multiple accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the Arab Spring. Yeah. What was the role of these social media manipulators?
Well, you then see it's all the people who have, oh, they were, you know, educated in the West and went to these elite schools and were taught all their life, you know, how to use the computer to foment revolution. So we shipped them over to Egypt. And, oh, wouldn't you know, the Arab Spring happened. I can't believe this, you know, spontaneous uprising.
I'm reading here about the U.S. Central Command's contract with CENTCOM, which oversees the armed operations in the Middle East and Central Asia, to develop an online persona management service. That's the technical term.
Wow, that sounds... I feel so much better.
That's, online persona management service.
That's what George Carlin would call the euphemistic language that's destroyed so much of us.
Oh, it's always doublespeak, you know. It's the same old... this will allow one U.S. serviceman or woman to control up to 10 separate identities based all over the world.
Mm.
So the IP addresses are all different. And heck... what a great tool. You know, mm-hmm. let's just use this to the best of our ability. Now, this story, I think, deserves sort of an addendum to it with all of the internet censorship stories in general. And I don't see that on the list here. So I think for this number two story, I would open it up to just the general censorship. And obviously, this was written before SOPA.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could simplify the headline and just say the Western military manipulates the internet. You could just boil it down to that. Drop the U.S. off of there. Drop off, you know, the social media part. Just that military manipulates the web. There you go.
Well, we know China manipulates their web with $75 million going into a program called Operation Golden Shield. They've been censoring their internet. And they're no longer allowed to use Facebook there and YouTube and all sorts of things. So it's no surprise that our Communist Party here is doing the same thing. So let's go, we only have time for one more story this segment, and that is number three. Obama authorizes international assassination campaign. I guess this is talking about Al Waqi.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this is another one that we could maybe, amend or add an addendum that is, you know, oh, how about Obama continues international assassination campaign from his previous puppet?
Yeah. Well, forget about habeas corpus. Forget about trying a U.S. citizen. Let's just send in the drones. That's all we need, James.
Yeah, it's like Danger Room on Wire just said recently. It's a drones world, and we just live in it.
All right, with that being said, drones, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tustin Show. James, we talk a lot about preparedness and growing a garden and how the powers that shouldn't be want to come after our food supply. That's a way in which they can really control us. And number four in our Project Censor top 25 censored stories this past year is global food crisis expands, a new worldwide spike in agricultural commodity and food prices is generating both predictable and extraordinary fallouts. We talked about what happened with the Fort Calhoun flood and what that was going to do to the wheat and rice that we grow here, and then we kind of forgot about it. But have no fear, folks. This is really going to be really bad, and we'll see similar food riots like we saw a couple years ago, perhaps, in Haiti and Egypt and Indonesia, where they were eating mud cakes in Haiti just to satisfy the hunger. A very important story at number four, global food crisis expands.
And I've been trying to ramp up my coverage on foodworldorder.com just as the global food situation becomes more and more important. Number five on the list, private prison companies fund anti-immigrant legislation. This is just the classic scheme of, oh, I'm going to build a prison and then demonize a group of people so I can stock up my prison and make a bunch of money.
Maybe they're involved with that story we reported in the beginning of the show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait. I guess there is a private prison company that was involved with that. So,
and remember, there was that American prison. You know, the story. That's the hard thing. So many things move through the media that to then recall one specific instance of corruption. It's tough to. There was some kind of police scandal where a private corporation was running something behind the scenes.
Yeah. At number six, I think this one's pretty straightforward. Google spying, question mark?
Uh-huh. We can drop the question mark because we know that Google and we know that Facebook and we know that all the major tech companies are in bed either implicitly or explicitly or financially or otherwise with Western finance oligarchs.
Now, you say that, but when the SOPA Act was making the rounds, and I guess it still hasn't gone up for a vote yet on the SOPA Act, but the CEO of Google weighed in on it, and he was quoted in saying, "This is absolutely draconian."
Mm-hmm. I think the back and forth can be the, you know, whether it's the politicians or the corporations, and of course we know they're now the same, and that's fascism and that's corporatism. They can each on various occasions go, "Oh God, don't throw me into the briar patch."
Yeah.
So number seven on the list, U.S. Army and psychology's largest experiment ever. This one I'm not familiar with, but all of these stories are all linked up and have the full breakdown on projectcensored.org. So for everybody to go out there and check it out, they get into the military getting in bed with, I guess it's always such a surprise. I can't believe the military is using a, you know, scientific dictatorship to run experiments on all of us continually.
It's called CSF, Comprehensive Soldier Fitness, and it is a $117 million collaboration with the U.S. Army. Very interesting. I had not heard about this either, James, but again, it is at the website MediaMonarchy.com, and we'll go ahead and link these stories up at Bob Tuscan as well.
And that should just bring up the specter of, you know, Manchurian candidates.
Exactly.
Or soldiers coming home and killing themselves because they weren't taken care of before or after.
I guess all of these stories kind of go together in some way.
They do, and the global food crisis, all of these things. Oh, we could solve these problems if we wanted to, but they're not on the agenda. The fairy tale of clean and safe nuclear power, I can only assume they're referring to Fukushima, which has been, I would say, pretty much the dominant story of the past year. But it cuts both ways with all of these things, and we're, you know, again, let's outlaw nuclear power. Let's get rid of coal. Let's get, you know.
Sure. Number nine, government-sponsored technologies for weather modification.
And they don't use the term geoengineering, at least in that headline, but when you click on this story, they mention HAARP. They get right into it, and they talk about contrails and artificial contrails and Case Orange, contrail science. All of these things exist. I think it's in how to discuss it. Just like we were saying, you know, does it say geoengineering? When you say chemtrails, that's going to make the average person who's been dumbed down by the mainstream media, if their media has ever mentioned chemtrails. But if you use the correct terminology, it's like, no, they're calling it geoengineering. If you get at the heart of what they're really talking about, you can see that these things exist and weather modification exists and all the things that we don't know about.
It's funny because even though we think geoengineering is this obscure term, I called in to a radio show the other day and I told this story on air, but long story short, the second I mentioned geoengineering, they hung up on me and all chimed in that I was a conspiracy chemtrail guy.
But I think that's the thing, is that on the one hand, they'll try and play it off that it doesn't exist. But then if you start to talk about it, they'll go, oh, no, it's just, you know, like cloud seeding. It's just quaint.
Yeah. In fact, Rosalind Peterson has been on to them. They're trying to change the name from geoengineering because they have realized that folks that listen to our radio show and are aware of this kind of thing are on to what geoengineering is really about.
And I think, again, when all of these cases, the lies have to keep updating themselves and get rebuffered and reintroduced and to catapult the propaganda, like Bush said. But with the truth, you just got it, and you just lay it out. Number 10 on the list, the real unemployment rate, 1 out of 5 in the U.S. This is the other brewing crisis in this country, the food and the jobs and military coming home. All of those things, yeah, are brewing up to, I just, the optimist in me says, oh, no, you know, it's all going to be, it's going to work out and we are going to win. And the moment that the powers that shouldn't be go for it, you know, they're going to lose instantly. But then on the other hand, I feel like I look around sometimes and go, oh, my God, we're screwed. The moment something goes down, everybody's going to turn into a bunch of ridiculous animals.
Yeah. Well, people should be getting prepared, and hopefully that won't happen if they're ready for it. At number 11, trafficking of Iraqi women rampant. I had not heard about this.
I have not either, and I have heard it also reported and said, you know, that there are more slaves now than there ever were in history.
Well, we're all debt slaves, so.
Mm-hmm. Human trafficking occurs throughout the world, yet has become increasingly more prevalent among the country of Iraq due to the instability produced by the Iraq War. So there you go, another mission accomplished.
Number 12
is the Pacific garbage dump. Did you really think your plastic was being recycled? And I think they're probably referring to the, you know, the great Pacific garbage clump, you know, or island.
The size of Texas.
Oy.
It's just water. It's just soda bottles. If you look at it, I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another amazing scheme is, you know, selling plastic water to people. Number 13 on the list, will a state of emergency be used to supersede our Constitution? These are the things, Bob, I think we were referring to, that they know. They get into things that the alternative media would discuss. A program dating back to the Eisenhower era of emergency measures for an America devastated in a nuclear attack is now converted to bestow secret powers on the president for anything he considers an emergency. The National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, H.R. 645, recently introduced into Congress, calls for the establishment of national emergency centers in major regions in the U.S. It's all related, Bob.
Wow. Enough said. Number 14, family pressure on young girls for genitalia mutilation continues in Kenya. Yeah, I've been aware of the female circumcisions going on in Africa. Yeah.
Yeah, and now I see it's interesting that, you know, the trafficking of Iraqi women rampant and family pressure on young girls and genital mutilation, that these other stories are like, yeah, you know, soldiers, you know, they blew their heads off and, yeah, you know, Obama did this and that, but when it comes to women, it's very sexual, it's very perverse, it's very invasive, it's very destructive and disgusting, and that much more sinister.
Yeah.
Big polluters freed from environmental oversight. That's number 15 on the list. And Bob, that reminds me, I just want to throw out the mention that the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration report came out, and they're going to fine Massey Energy, which is now Alpha, $209 million for the Upper Big Branch mine disaster in my home state of West Virginia last year. So when you think, oh, yeah, good, you know, give it to them, $209 million, and that's only, you know, the initial note with that, which could come down and appeals and all those things. It's just another case of, you know, the destruction. You're like, oh, I can throw off some crumbs and pay it off, and we'll move along.
You know, we couldn't have planned this better, James, because we're coming up to our a break here, and we'll be back with our final segment, and we have exactly 10 left.
That'll work.
So we'll give our final 10 here on our list and go over it and continue with more in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Finish things off with James Evan Palazzo on the Bob Tuscan Show. has been going over 2010 to 2011, excuse me, 2011 to 20, wait, this was 2010 to 2011, okay.
Yeah, and then they call it their 2012 list. It does get a little confusing there, but it's projects.org, top 25.
This is the most recent list, though, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I got confused there because I was reading 2011, 20. All right, anyways. I hardly know what day it is today. I hardly know what I had for lunch today.
Infamy.
All right, we're at number 15. We're going to roll through these last 10. Big polluters freed from environmental oversight. We were just talking a little bit about that.
We mentioned that.
Yeah, and we didn't talk about the BP scandal, but they already know all about that.
I'll say, you know, Halliburton was destroying evidence, you know, just after the BP, you know, disaster. And I think it's actually BP and Halliburton fighting each other. So hopefully they'll destroy each other. But
interesting.
Number 16 on the list, sweatshops in China are making your iPods while workers suffer. This is one of the harder things because I find, you know, my MacBook and my, you know, pod pretty indispensable for doing alternative media. And then there's this specter all the time of this, you know, the way they're produced at Foxconn and all these, you know, kind of horrible places where, again, workers regularly commit suicide.
How do you feel that the alternative media has, you know, its name and the name of, you know, while their sweatshops doing their thing? I mean,
I don't know. It's it's difficult because how are we going to do any of this without a computer?
It is catch 22. It's a weird thing. Number 17, the super bug bacteria spreading worldwide. I don't know what they mean by that. Hold on, let me click on the story.
That's like, okay, let's click that one. What are they talking about?
Let's see here. Lethal super bugs are emerging that do not respond to any known drugs. Oh no, is this hype?
The World Health Organization states that the New Delhi, also known as the NDM1 superbug, was recently found in UK patients and has reached a critical point. I would just add in there, and we'll touch on this again, is, you know, gosh, I wonder where these came from. Mm-hmm. Were they created in a lab? Maybe?
Oh, but these superbugs, James, are resistant to carbapenem?
Hmm.
Carbapenem? What is that word? Carbapenem antibiotics.
I was going to say, speaking of things being resistant, let's just keep trucking to number 18. Monsanto tries to benefit from Haiti's earthquake and give them, you know, genetically modified foods. And I'm not sure if it was Haiti or other countries, and maybe it was both, that even in the wake of a catastrophic earthquake, when offered genetically modified food, they go, no.
Look at what happened, what's happening in India with all the farmers committing suicide there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they can't keep up with these seeds. They traditionally saved seeds and were dependent on the genetically modified monsters. So, yeah, that's a definite story. At number 21, something we've discussed, Lyme disease, an emerging epidemic.
Well, we missed 19 on the list.
Well, I wanted to skip that one because that's the most censored bot. No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
19, Oxfam exposes how aid is used for political purposes. So, shocker, you know, international aid organizations are used to influence, you know, societies. 20 on the list, U.S. agencies try to outlaw GMO food labeling. So that's something here in the States we just can't seem to get around. But everywhere else in the world, it seems, you know, it's become law already.
And now I can go at number 21 to Lyme disease and emerging epidemics.
I've got a book on my shelf called Lab 257 that pretty much makes the case that Lyme disease was, of course, made in a lab at the Plum Island.
Plum Island, yeah.
Number 22 on the list, participatory budgeting, a method to empower local citizens and communities. This sounds like the only positive story on the list here. PV, a process that allows citizens to decide directly how to allocate all or part of a public budget, typically through a series of meetings, worked by community delegates or representatives, and ultimately a final vote. First implemented in Brazil in 1990 and has spread since. So, yeah, that's pretty much the only positive thing about people taking into their own hands the power that is rightfully theirs and exercising it.
I'd like to see more positive stories, but unfortunately we have to deal with all sorts of junk that they censor. And they won't tell you that the alternative media has made a lot of steps forward in this fight against the powers that shouldn't be in many respects. We are growing in numbers, and the alternative media is beginning to surpass the lamestream. At number 23, worldwide movement to ban or charge fees for plastic bags. Now, this one's relevant for you, James.
I was just going to say, if you knew that or remember that or not, we have successfully pretty much outlawed plastic bags here in Portlandia.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about that. Some of the bags are compostable.
Uh-huh. And I think it's just kind of another situation of, that, you know, oh, let's ban everything. Let's not let people make, you know, decisions themselves, however stupid they may or may not be.
Well, I don't use them. You know, I'll get, if they're compostable, I'll get them. Or if not, I try to usually just hold things with my hands because I'm, you know, the bachelor type that goes to the store. I go to the farmer's market and I'll just... But either that or I'll take a paper bag and I use that for stuff in the garden or compost it or whatever. So...
Number 24 on the list, South Dakota takes extreme measures to be the top anti-abortion state. Any thoughts on that one?
No, I don't know much about it. How about North Dakota, though, on their bank?
Ah, that would be a positive story.
Yeah, right.
So let's wrap it all up with the top 25 ProjectCensored.org stories of the past year with the extension of depleted uranium to Libya.
Yikes.
Mission accomplished situation. But again, they'll tell all of us, you know, we're evil and you're wasting power and you're not recycling or you're not composting, but they're using destructive depleted uranium, white phosphorus, God knows what else, all around the world with no consequences. At least not immediate. They're all going to deform and die, and we're going to run out of places to live, but, you know, they'll get away with it in the moment.
And never mind the abundance of fresh water that they had there. That's going to be ruined because of depleted uranium and on and on and on. It's very sick.
Expands.
What's that?
The global food crisis expands.
Exactly.
By design.
By design, yeah. These sickos. Anyways, that was the top 25 Project Censored stories, 2010 to 2011, their 2012 list.
Pretty gruesome way, I guess, to close out this year between ourselves, Bob, and I think we've started to do these monthly, you know, monthly appearances, I think, since April of this past year, 2011. And like I said, I really appreciate, you know, having the opportunity, and then I love being able to try and, you know, capture these and put these up on my YouTube channel. It helps me kind of build up my video abilities. But I just want to quickly mention, because as the year is going to close out, and we won't talk again until first week of 2012, that, of course, you know, New World Next Week will keep going. NewWorldNextWeek.com, my video series with James Corbett. We're rapidly approaching our 100th episode, and we will have kind of a big year-end wrap-up episode coming up. And I'll have my favorite music of the year mixtape coming towards the end of the year, and I'm approaching episode 250 of the Media Monarchy podcast. Wow. And one of my favorite things, as I've probably mentioned the last few times here, is twitter.com/Media Monarchy. I've tricked it out to where there's a ton of news from all of my websites and others, and it's the most real time.
All right, thanks, James.
Thanks so much.